我们大家先读一段圣经，我们再开始。
Let's read a few scriptures before we begin.
以弗所书第三章。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
第九节到十一节
，verse 9 to 11
。我们一起来读，好吧
？Let's read together。
来，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的。现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前，在我们主耶稣耶稣里所定的旨意。
And to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
一章二十三节我来念，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22.
第二章十五节这边讲到要借着自己造成一个新人，如此变成了和睦。
And chapter 2, verse 15, by abolishing in his flesh and law with his commandment and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace.
一章十九节，这样你们不二章十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
Chapter 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and member of God's household.
二十二节，你们也靠着他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Chapter 2, verse 22, And in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
三章四节，你们念了就晓得，我深知基督的奥秘。
Chapter 3, verse 4, In reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
再一节哈，五章二十三节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
Chapter 5, verse 23. For the husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior.
好，我们有一点祷告。
And let's have some prayer.
亲爱主，我们谢谢主，让我们今天聚集在这里。
Dear Lord, we thank Lord to let us gather here today.
我们来敬拜你。
We can come to worship you.
我们来感谢你。
We can come to thank you.
希望借着今天所交通的，能够让我们更明白你的心意一些。
We hope that through the sharing today, we can understand your will better.
让我们真的是知道你是教会的元首。
So that we truly know that you are the head of the church.
我们就是为要来把荣耀感谢来归给你。
And we come here for the purpose of giving you the glories and thanks.
求主让我们有一颗安静的灵。
We pray that God give us a quiet spirit.
能够明白你的心意。
To understand your will.
能够走在你的心意当中。
And to walk in your will.
我们把感谢赞美归给主。
We give thanks and glory to God.
祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我想交通一下有关教会是什么。
Today I want to share about what is church.
那一般教会本来的定义就是说每一个人属基督的那一部分。
the general definition for church is the part of each person that belong to Christ.
那个属基督的部分，每一个人属基督的部分，把它加起来，这就是这个教会这个主要的总和，就是等于是一个教会。
The part of each individual that belongs to the Christ, adding them up, that is church.
但是我们常常在我们的谈话当中，把教会跟会所混淆一谈哦。
But a lot of time in our conversation, we mix up the church and the church building.
会所或者是我们聚会 assembly 哈，这个都混在一起谈。
And we mix up the church and assembly.
所以礼拜天说你来，你去哪里呢？他说我到教会聚会。
So on Sunday, if you are being asked where are you going, and you say that you go to an assembly in church.
我在教会打球。
And I'll play balls in church.
是让教会是一个属灵的，没有任何的物质的实体哦。
Actually, church this term belongs to spiritual. There is no object in this term.
所以我们常常就混淆。那我们想要知道到底教会是什么呢？
So we are always confused with church. So what exactly does the church mean?
我们不应该到各个聚会的地方，试着去发现他们为什么聚会那么好，他们是不是因为他们属灵很好等等。
We go to different assembly to find out whether this is a better assembly or not, whether they are more spiritual or not.
但这就好像说。制造了一个钞票，你要认不认这个钞票是真是假？
This is like making a dollar bill, and we have to distinguish whether this is the fake one or a real one.
你不是一直去认哪一个是假的哈？看看假的，看多了你就知道真的是什么，不是这样。
You are not trying to find to look at the fake bill all the time so that you can realize which one is the real.
乃是去认那个真正会认假钞的，他只看一个，就是看那个真的哦。真的看多了，其他假的一看就知道。
The professional who can realize which is fake is actually look at the real one most of the time, and then he can tell which one is fake.
所以你要知道教会是什么的话，你不应该到各个地方，或者是从这个教会历史来知道说到底教会是什么。
So if you want to know what is the true church, you don't go to every different churches in different area or look at the church history to tell what is church.
你应该回到以弗所书来看看神所说的教会是什么。
You should return to the book of Ephesians to see what God gives the definition for church.
教会是什么？第一个在第一章二十三节，他说到
，What is church in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23? It says，
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
It says church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
教会就是 body of Christ.
Church is the body of Christ.
既然有一个身体，一定要有一个头，对不对？
Since there is a body, there has to be a hand.
但是身体主要的是要显出头来，不是显出身体。
And the function of the body is to display the head, not to display the body.
所以你看到一个身体身材适合的，一定是头跟身体都配的哈。
So if you see a good body, you will see that the head and the body match.
不会头是这样，然后身体这么庞大哈。
You rarely see a small head and then a big body.
哦，那个像那个空气那个气球，热气球一样哦，那是假的。
Then it's like the balloon, which is unreal.
或者是一个身体是适合的，可是他的不是一个头是适合的，可是他身体非常的瘦狭窄，经不起风吹哈。
or you have a heavy head, but a very slim body that cannot be even blown away.
所以这个身体是配合受头的来支配哈，来指挥。
So this body is matched with the head and listening to the head order.
如果不受头脑的指挥的话，那就会有很大的问题。
If it doesn't obey to the head, then there will be a problem.
像圣经常提到的是那个瘫子哈，瘫子，能知不能行哈。
Like the parables in the Bible that always mention the paralyzed person who knows things but he cannot act it out.
他知道很多，可是他行不出来。
He knows a lot in his head, but he cannot act it.
那我们看看那个在这个世界上这些低能儿哈。
And now in the world we see so many sick people.
他就是不能照着头脑给他动的去做。
Their body cannot obey their head.
最明显的就是癌细胞哈。
And the obvious phenomenon is the cancer cell.
这个癌细胞就是拒绝跟上面的配合，它有它自己的思想，有它自己的行动，所以才会产生癌细胞。
The cancer cell is not cooperating with the head, and therefore is called cancer.
再看看创世纪十一章讲到巴别塔的事哈。
And if you look at the chapter 21 of the book of Genesis, chapter 11.
巴别塔就是因为人想要照自己的意识去来通天哈，他觉得我靠着自己就可以够上达到天上去哦。
The Tower of Babel is made by the people who think they can reach the heaven.
所以教会应该是不是来显出我们自己，乃是显出神自己。
So the purpose of church is not to display ourselves, but to display Christ.
所以就是显出基督，那就是像圣经说的哦，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
To manifest Christ is just like it was written in the Bible that he is going to multiply and I'm going to decrease.
所以怎么样我们在教会里面能够充满基督自己哦。
So how can we fill in church with him?
我们看一个哥林多前书哈。
And we are going to look at the First Corinthians.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
二十四节，我在这边念一下哈。
Verse 24.
岂不知在场赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize.
凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Everyone who competes in the games goes into straight training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反倒被弃绝了。
Now I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
所以在这边，我们在这个身体里面，我们怎么样能够来让基督来显大呢？
Therefore, how can we manifest Christ through our body?
这有一点像在肉身中哦。最近有人偶尔都会问我一下，说，最近你好像瘦了一些哦，
Some people may ask me to, recently that, hey, you have lost some weight.
哦, 他们都想要知道, 减肥的秘诀,
and they want to know what's my secret.
哦, 那这个其实没有任何的秘诀,
actually, there is no secret.
就只有这样, 大家都知道的, 就是少吃多运动。
That is, everyone know the rules actually, to eat less and exercise more.
但是在这少吃多运动这个过程中,
but in the process of eating less and exercise more,
你可以知道每天都同样的 routine, 哦,
and you will see the same routine every day.
看到好吃的你不能吃, 哦,
you have to control not to eat the delicious one.
你要多运动, 哦,
and you have to exercise more.
做同样的事, 哦,
and you have to do the same thing every day to move your body.
可是, 感觉起来很这个怎么样, 很无聊, 很这个 boring, 对不对?
And it becomes boring and meaningless.
但是就必须要做, 哦,
but you have to do it.
那像最近刚结束的奥运比赛, 对不对?
And like recently, we just finished the Olympics.
大家都知道, 这个, 中国得很多金牌,
and we know that China has won a lot of gold medals.
台湾只得两面, 对不对?
And Taiwan only received
唯一的两面,
two. They only got two.
我看了一下那个报道说, 那个得跆拳道冠军的那个一男一女, 对不对?
And I read some reports about the winner of the Taekwondo.
他们 那个女的她每天要做的就是那个陈小姐每天要做的就是一样的事情,
the lady who won the medal has to repeat doing the same exercise,
而且她要忍受觉得不好吃的那个营养品每天都要喝,
and she has to suffer the undelicious nutritions every day,
那每天做一样的事而且生活起居要怎样很正常,
she does the same thing every day and her daily life has to be in the regular routine.
为的就是要怎样? 4年以后得一面金牌。
And what was the purpose? It was for the 4 years later she received the gold medal.
那这花的代价很大,
she paid a big price for this.
但是他们愿意,
but they are willing to.
所以在这边哥林多这保罗这边说, 必朽坏的, 我们都这样追求, 哦, 那,
and Paul wrote in this Corinthian books that we go for those that can perish.
那只是朽坏的, 哦, 那不朽坏的应该是更好的, 哦,
so the one unperishable should be even better.
所以我们在属灵上我们也应该是, 操练我们自己, 哦,
so spiritually, we have to train ourselves.
虽然每天读经祷告, 或者是 在我们跟家人, 跟, 在公司, 在, 学校, 各个人的相处上, 都有很多操练的机会, 哦,
we have so much training in reading the Bible, praying, and at home, at work, the relationship with other peoples.
虽然有时候很痛苦, 哦,
sometimes we suffer.
因为你得罪了人,
because we offended people.
你要自己也难过, 然后怎么样去, 悔改, 或者是去 make it up.
You feel bad and you repent and you have to find a way how to make it up.
但是这个, 我们为的是怎样? 为的是要得神的荣耀。
But what is the purpose? The purpose is to get the glory from God.
所以在我们这个教会, 这个身体里面, 怎么样去显出基督自己, 哦, 这是很重要的。
So the church, the body of Christ, the importance of how to show Christ is very important.
所以没有所谓的个人主义, 哦,
so there is no individualism.
你知道美国 NBA 篮球去参加奥运, 对不对?
You know the NBA basketball players went to play in the Olympics.
每一个人都是, 这叫什么? All star, superstar.
Everyone is a superstar.
可是他们一起组成的时候不一定是 super, 哦,
but when they form a team, then they are not super anymore.
因为 因为在这个里面是要看团队的精神。
Because in here, they have to look at collectivism.
虽然我每一个肢体看起来不怎么样。
Even though each person is not an important person.
但是神把我们摆在一起有他的美意。
But God put us together for good.
所以我们不但个人操练也需要团体的配搭，然后为的是要教会能够让教会能够去荣耀基督自己。
So each individual trained not for themselves but for the whole church to manifest Christ himself.
所以不论是在家里，在会所，甚至在工作上，我们怎么样去操练我们自己，让基督显大，这是很重要的。
So it's very important how we train ourselves at home, in church, and at work.
比如说在会所里面哈。
For example, in our church.
我不知道，凡是可能因为我们会所比较大哈。
Maybe because we have a big church building.
常走在上面的话，走过去的话，有时候都会有一些纸屑，一些其他的。
Every time you pass through some place, there are garbage on the floor.
我想有时候我们应该教我们的儿女哈，知道怎么样的去保持清洁。
And sometimes we should teach our children how to keep the church clean.
因为有时候以前我有一个纸屑的话，在路上走啊，看别人都丢下去，对不对？我记得我有一次丢下去，又把它捡回来。
I remember one time, usually when you walk on the street, you see people throw the papers away. One time after I threw it away, I pick it back up.
当然，有时候说是功德心，不过这个圣灵告诉你说，你已经是基督徒，这样不是很好的事。
It could be your moral standard, but the Holy Spirit told me that you are Christian, you should not do this.
所以我们在每天的生活中都可以来操练一些，让我们能够更能够像主自己一样。
So in our daily life, we can train ourselves to be more like Christ.
接下来在第二章十五节这边讲到说，他让我们。
And following, we go back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2:15.
将两下合为一，然后拆毁中间的墙，然后十五节这边讲到，而且以自己的身体废掉冤屈，就是那在律法的规条，为将两下借着自己成为一个新人。
Verse 15, chapter 2, it says, By abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, those making peace.
所以教会就是一个应该就是一个 one new man, 就是一个新人。
So church is like a one new man.
所以以弗所书哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
And in the Second Corinthians chapter 5, it says, everyone is a new person in Christ, and all the past is gone.
那圣经讲两个人，一个是末后的亚当，一个是在基督里。
The Bible mentioned
in Adam.
The Adam in the end.
或者是在基督。
Or is in Christ.
对，那在亚当里的就会死。
The one in Adam will die.
就会分。就 divide 就会分歧哦。
And they will be divided.
那在基督里就是一个活的哈。
And in Christ is a living one.
而且是联合在一起，联合基督自己。
And is joined with Christ.
所以，既然是我们都在基督里，只看到的就是基督自己而已哈。
So if we are all in Christ, then we only see Christ himself.
所以在教会里面应该看不到其他的。
And we should not see any other person in church.
看不到有钱人，看不到穷人，看不到 PhD, 看不到 或者是没有学问的人。
We should not see the rich, the poor, the PhD or the ignorant.
只看到的是弟兄姐妹哦。
And we only see brothers and sisters.
在基督里哦。
In Christ.
所以也看不到所谓的是主人或者是仆人哦。
So we do not see master or servant.
所以你不能说今天我是领会的，或者是我是讲到的，所以等一下打扫你们来打扫啊。我今天
So it's not like today I'm the leading one or I'm the speaker. So later on I would not do the cleaning.
或者是我穿的整整齐，没有带换的衣服，所以今天我不打扫，你们来打扫。
Or today I wear very neatly, so I am not going to clean.
我们都在基督里面哦，只有一个。
We are all in Christ as one.
所以是基督让我们能够怎样合在他里面合一哦。
It's Christ who made us one in him.
Yeah. 所以呢怎么样使我们合一，就是要靠基督的爱使我们合一哦。
How can we be one? It's through the Christ's love.
每一个人都有自己的意见思想。
Everyone has their own opinion and thought.
跟太太结婚了都会有不同的想法哦。
Even husband and wife has different opinion.
何况在我们这些所有的聚集在这边的
And not to say that all the brothers and sisters from different family here.
所以我们不能像世人一样哦，只爱可爱的人。
So we cannot be like the earthly people who love only the lovely people.
不可爱的人，他对我不好，我就对他不好，或者是我就不理他，最少不与他来往，显得麻烦事多哈。
And like the earthly people, we ignore the troubled people, so that we can skip our troubles.
所以有一个宣教士叫 Amy Carmichael。
So there is a missionary. His name is Amy Carmichael.
Yeah. 他讲了一句话哦，我讲一下英文的哦。他说 ，We can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving. 这个中文就是说，我们能够给哈，但是而不爱他，我们可以给他东西哈，或给他任何。但是我们不能说爱他而不给他任何东西哦。
And he has a famous word here saying that we can give without love, but we cannot love without giving.
所以我们很容易说这个弟兄这个姐妹对我不好，不理他了。
So it's easy for us to say that this brother or sister is not treating me well, so I will just ignore him or her.
或者是他要我做什么就打就给他什么就 that's it.
So or whatever he asked me to do, I'll just give it to him.
但是圣灵问你说这个你爱他吗？你爱他，你能不给他给他神要你给的吗？
But when Holy Spirit asks you, do you love him? If you love him, then how can you hold what you should give to him?
所以这个我们要彼此相爱是很多要学的。
It's a lot of lessons for us to learn to love each other.
你知道那个比如说姐妹结婚的时候，弟兄想要送一个礼物给她，不晓得要送什么。
You know, in a wedding,
birthday.
On a birthday or anniversary, the husband wants to give a present to the wife.
哦，那弟兄都一般来讲都比较实际一点的人。
The brothers is mostly practical.
想到的就是，比如说，想到说家里这个常常烤面包都是用太太都做的，为了他辛苦，虽然贵一点，买一个烤面包机送他。
Then he would think that to save the wife's hard work to bake bread, why don't I buy a bread baker?
比送花还要贵。
Which is more expensive than flowers.
对不对？那我买的是最好的送给她的。
And I buy the best for her.
这是用我们的角度 来看这一件事情，觉得我给儿子最好的。
This is from the point of view from me that I think is the best.
从姐妹的角度看就不一样。
From the point of view of the sister, the wife.
你送我一个烤面包机，希望我做更多，是不是？
You give me a bread baker, you want me to make more bread, isn't it?
对不对？然后如果你送他花的话，如果他是喜欢花的，他说哇，说任耀宗，你虽然不会表达对我的爱，可是你用花来表达。
And if you give flowers to your wife who might like flowers, then she might say, oh, even though you don't know how to express your love, you express it through the flowers.
所以我们在爱人的时候，我们需要怎样？不是用我们的角度来看。
So when we love, we don't see love from our eyesight.
需要用神的角度来看到底应该怎么样。
We need to see it from the angle of God.
所以知道该隐跟亚伯的事吗？
So if you know Cain and Abel,
如果你要了解神的心意，你就必须照神的心意去讨他的喜悦。
If you want to know God's will, then you have to please God according to His will.
不是照我们自己的想法。
Not according to our own will.
照我们自己想法的话，连那个玛利亚要去膏耶稣那个香膏，你都觉得是多余的。
According to our own will, even when Maria want to anoint Jesus with perfume, we still think it's a waste.
所以我们应该在我们这个聚集在这边，在教会的事情上，我们应该怎么样去做讨神喜悦的事？这是很重要的。
It's very important for us to learn how to please God in our gathering.
所以我们在教会中怎么样是一个合一来讨神喜悦，这是我们要学的。
We have to learn how to be one and how to please God in our gathering.
第三是在二章十九节这边讲到说，这样你们不要再做外人和客旅，是圣徒。是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人呢。
The third point is written in Book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and member of God's household.
所以教会是什么？教会就是一个像一个国度里面这个同国的人，而且又是家里面的人哦，就是 household of。
So what is church? Church is like household of God with all the citizens and God's people in it.
所以在国度里面，在国里面一定要有一个怎样国王，对不对？
In a kingdom, we need a king.
所以这个国王就是谁？就是基督自己。
And who is the king? It's the Christ himself.
所以在教会里面应该是怎样掌权的是基督自己。
So who should reign in church? It should be Christ himself.
所以我们应该凡事上能够去问这个国王。
Therefore in all things we should go seek the king's opinion.
在家里面，这个家里面的话，这个每一个家人应该都很像，是不是？像我们家六个小孩看起来不怎样，仔细看一看都还蛮像这个父母的，对不对？
And family members, they should have something look alike. Like me, I have six children in my home. Even though they look different, but if you look in detail, each one of them has something look like the parent.
但是在这个教会里面，像的不是我们肉身的像哦，是在我们的属灵的属性上像神哦。
But in church, the similarities don't come from our appearance, but from our spiritual life.
所以在罗马书第八章二十九节说，这个因为他所预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Therefore in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 29 it says, for those God foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
对，那个基督就像一个模子一样哦。那他是什么样子， 以后造出来造那个模子造的应该都是跟那个造出来的是一样的。
Christ is like the symbol, the first, is like the symbol, the firstborn. So then the following sons will be made like him.
那以那个雅各书一章十八节又讲哦，这个他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像出熟的果子哈。
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 18, it says, He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of all He created.
所以你吃，像我去买了那个玉米哈，昨天买了玉米。然后吃了第一根，哇，好甜！那下面一定都知道，那一批的一定都甜的。
I just bought some corns yesterday. I ate the first one; it was very sweet. And then I know the whole harvest should be the same.
所以，如果知道主基督就是那个出熟的果子。他给我们造怎样，我们应该每一个人都像他一样哦。
So if Christ is the first fruit, then every one of us following him should be like him.
所以我们应该不要气馁哦，知道我们虽然现在不行，但是靠着主，凡事都行。
Therefore, we should not give up, even though we cannot do anything now, but through Christ Jesus, we can do anything.
第四个就是第二十二节哈，二章二十，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在哈。
And the fourth point is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 22, and it says, And in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
这个教会应该是。神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Church should be a dwelling place for God lives by His Spirit.
居住的所在就好像一个房子一样哦。
A place for dwelling is like a house.
如果你进到一个人家里面去的话
，If you enter a house of someone,
看看他的布置哦
，Look at the decoration.
挂些什么？如果挂像挂一个船啊，一个那个。你可能知道他们那个房东搞不好是喜欢海或者是船员或者是 whatever.
If you enter a house and you see a big drawings of boat, you might know that the owner could be loving the sea or a sailor.
所以你知道这个布置家里就可能反映出这个房东是怎么样属性哈。
So then you will see the nature of the homeowner through the decoration.
你要娶哪一个姐妹就去看看她父母妈妈大概就知道。
You want to marry a sister, then you can look at the mothers of that sister.
开玩笑。
Just a joke.
我这边可以告诉我们，如果你教会这个既然是一个神界的。圣灵居住的所在的话，我们在这边，人家来到我们当中，就应该可以知道，这个基督在我们当中做主。
So if the church is a dwelling place for God who lives by His Spirit, when people come into our church, they should know that whether Christ is in with us or not.
所以我们应该在我们的建造上，能够真的是像。哥林多这边说的哦，金银宝石的建造，而不是草木和谐的建造。
So it should be like the Corinthians book that mentioned that our building is not is made with gold and diamond, but not with just hurt.
第五个这边讲到三章四节，讲到说这个基督的奥秘哈，教会就是。基督的奥秘。
And the fifth point is mentioned in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 4, about the mystery of Christ.
你想要认识我，你就到我家去跟我们这些小朋友跟这些家里面的人相处一下，大概知道一点。
If you want to know me, you come to my house to stay with my children, then you will know a little bit of me.
那你想要知道基督的奥秘，你就先到教会里面去能够看看教会，你就可以知道我基督是什么。
You want to know the mystery of Christ, then you should come into the fellowship in church.
所以教会不是建立在你跟我上。
So church is not built on you and me.
教会乃是建立在你我里面的基督里面把它组成的。
But church is built on you and me. Church is built on the Christ within you and me.
这个是一个奥秘，可是我们怎么样去在我们生活中能够显出基督为首。
This is the mystery of Christ, but how can we manifest Christ as our head?
所以在以弗所后面这边都讲到借着这个夫妇，借着夫妻，借着夫妇，借着工作等等。
So continuing in the book of Ephesians, through husband and wife's relationship and through master and servant relationship.
第五章二十三节这边讲到说这个。
Chapter 5, verse 23, it mentions.
丈夫是妻子的头，如同教会是基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior.
所以教会是基督的心腹。
So church is also Christ's wife, bride.
Bride, yeah. 所以如果你看到夫妇结婚的时候，常常看到夫妇应该都蛮像的。如果你仔细看一下哦。
If you look in the detail, the husband and wife, they should look pretty much alike.
就算面孔有一点不太像，他们的个性什么，到磨久一点的都会像。
Even though their face might not look alike, but after a while, their personalities and characters may look more alike.
所以教会应该是像基督的。
So church should look alike with Christ.
那当初创造亚当的时候，因为他独居不好，所以给他找了一个 helpmate， 就是帮手来帮助他，那就是夏娃。
So in the creation of Adam, God see him being alone is not good, and God made a help for him.
所以帮助他不是帮助他洗衣烧饭。
It's not to create a person to help him wash and cook.
因为那时候不需要洗衣，也不需要烧饭。
Because at those times there was no need for washing, cleaning, and cook.
要吃水果，马上吃果实，马上就有身体，也不要穿衣服。
They need fruit, they can just pick out, and they don't need to wear anything at that time.
所以帮助他是帮助他能够在属灵上能够怎样像神一样一起讨神的喜悦。
So to help him is to help him spiritually to be more like God and to please God.
所以 有一句很听起来好像很严肃的问题，不过是事实。
So there is a very serious question here, but it's also the fact.
所以说教会要好，必须家庭要好。
The church, for a good church, we need good families.
教会的前途都是要看这些做父母的人。
The future of church depends on the parents.
这个真实的，如果这就是为什么以弗所最后要讲到这个父母做儿女的要听从父母，然后最后这个。第二节第四节说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照父的教训和警戒养育他们。
This is very true, and that's why in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, continuing on, it mentioned about the relationship between children and parents, and on verse 4 it says, Fathers, do not separate your children, instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
我们可以知道这个一个家庭也是教会的一部分，因为小的组成是 这个身体的肢体。
We know each family is part of this body in church and is part of the body part.
Yeah, members.
Body members.
Yeah. 所以怎么样不惹儿女生气呢?
So how can you not exasperate your children?
这个就是主要的，我们不要常常这个太用我们的这个 authority 叫权柄。
That is not to use our own authority.
不是 over authority, 就用太多。
Overuse our authority, not to overuse our authority.
对，那惹儿女的气哦。
To aspirate our children.
而且有时候我们应该多鼓励小孩，他觉得做得很好，照我们觉得说哦，他做好是应该的哦。
A lot of time we should encourage our children that they might think they have done a very good, but in our point of view, we think that they should do this, especially for Chinese families.
对，我们觉得做好是应该的。
We feel that it's their obligation to be good.
那美国人是有一点太过这个谄媚了，是不是叫谄？就Brother, 太过哦，好，什么都好这样哦。其实他们有时候讲出来的是根本不是真心话。
And Americans sometimes they are over flattering and sometimes may not be the truth from their heart.
所以怎么样由最小的就是家庭，让这些儿女们能够在主里面引导他们走主的路。
How can we lead our children to walk in Christ's way?
他们一个一个长大，就是在这个身体里面的肢体里面慢慢建造起来。
They grow up daily in their flesh.
然后能够尊主为大。
And still can respect God as the greatest.
这样的话就成为教会很好的这个能够尊主为大的精兵哦。
Then they could be the warriors of Christ.
就像六章最后面讲到了，他们这些都成为一个精兵，就在十三节这边开始，能够拿起神所赐的全副军装，然后在磨难日抵挡。
Just like in the chapter 6 end part talks about being the warriors of Christ to put up the full armor of God.
所以教会也是一个，这个是基督的精兵哦。
So church is an army of God of Christ.
哦，不是逃兵哦。
It's not the deserters.
所以我们应该成为在这个地区，在这个 New World 的地区，应该成为别人的像一个金灯台，成为别人的帮助。
We should be like the lampstand.In this region, in New York.
而不是只有我们这些中国人聚集在这边。
Not just a gathering place for our Chinese people.
因为这个只看到基督。
Because we only see Christ.
所以在这个新人里面也没有分说是中国人或者是美国人或黑人或白人。
So in this new man, it doesn't separate, it doesn't, distinguish between Chinese, Americans, white and black.
所以我们希望说这个对我们有一些提醒哦，让我们在这边能够知道教会是什么，让我们走在这个对的路上，把荣耀归给主。
We hope that this passage can remind us what is church, and so that we can walk in the path to glorify our Lord.
所以我们大家。共勉之哦。
And let's hope that we will encourage each other.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
让我们知道教会是基督的身体。
So that we know church is the body of Christ.
是一个新人。
It's a new man.
是一个都是基督的奥秘。
It's the mystery of Christ.
让我们这个在里面显出的不是我们自己。
And let us not to manifest our own self.
乃是来彰显主自己。
But to manifest Lord yourself.
让主来掌管我们一切。
Let Lord reign over us.
让圣灵来带领我们。
Let Holy Spirit to lead us.
让我们每天的生活当中都尊主为大。
Let our daily life to let God be the head.
知道怎么样的在日常生活中能够荣耀主的名。
To let us know how to glorify Lord's name in our daily life.
不论是在会所。
Doesn't matter in our fellowship.
不论在工作。
Or in our work.
在学校。
In school.
或者是在家里面。
Or in home.
都能够照主的心意来做讨主喜悦的事。
That we can please Lord according to Lord's own will.
让别人看到我们就知道主在我们当中。
So that when people see us, they see Christ in us.
我们真的是来仰望主，做人所不能做的事。
We look upon Lord to do the thing that we cannot do with our own hand.
求主带领。
And we may Lord lead us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
The pray in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.